Tell me about your work in goal setting.
Okay. I was bumbling through life, not really achieving what I wanted to achieve or knowing what I wanted to achieve. And then finally it sort of dawned on me after I'd heard from nearly everybody else that if I had set goals, or if I set goals for myself, that I would be more focused on achieving things. One of the key things that I read that really triggered this for me was a book called Alice in Wonderland. And the section that I refer to is where Alice is lost in the forest and she stumbles across the Cheshire Cat and says to the Cheshire Cat, "I'm lost, which way should I go?" And the Cheshire Cat says, "Where do you want to go?" And Alice says, "Well, it doesn't really matter as long as I get somewhere." And the Cheshire Cat says, "Well, it doesn't matter which way you go." That's what I found for me, was I was just not really going anywhere. And then finally decided, well, I needed to do something. And the big thing for me was I was obese. And I was very concerned that I was going to be a 30-year-old heart attack victim. So what I did was got a group of friends around me, told them that I was concerned about it and that I wanted to lose weight and increase my health. And when it came to goal setting, I'm really focused. There's three types of goals. There's the dream goal, the performance goal, and the daily goal. Now, by that, when your dream goal is, for me, for example, I want to lose 20 kilos. So I'll sort of wake up and think, yeah, I'm going to lose 20 kilos. The performance goal is, okay, what do I have to do to lose 20 kilos? And that might be, I've got to exercise certain times in the day or do a half hour walking every day. Or maybe it's, I've got to only eat three meals a day and no chocolate bars or whatever. And then there's the daily goal, which is actually doing that and actually, you know, refraining from eating poor foods, etc. Now, goal setting, there are some negative things when it comes to goal setting. If you set yourself a goal and you're so focused on it that you can be closed-minded to other things that happen. There may be some changes that happen in your life and you don't fluctuate to that because you're just so focused on the goal. Many sporting people get very focused on goals, and if they focus on, say, a certain time for an event, thinking that that time will win, if there is another time that's faster, they're focused on their time. And so that's usually what happens, because the mind is so powerful that it'll just meet the goal that they're focused on. And other people don't like goals because they find it restrictive, whatever. But I'm a very big one for goals, because my personal experience is that I was just floating without them. So what I do and what I'm currently do is I, at any point in time, have three major goals that I'm aiming for. At the moment, I have three major goals, and they are to have a certain income level with my business, to have a certain level of accreditation within the National Speakers Association of Australia. I currently have the third highest level and I want to have the second highest level. And the final one is for me to have a published book. Now, they're the three goals that I have. And what I do is I think about those basically every day. I have an affirmation which I go through and think about those goals. Now, they're effectively, as I said before, my dream goals. Then there's these other levels of the goals and what do I have to do for that. So, for example, for my accreditation, whenever I do a presentation or do any work, I make sure I get a testimonial, which is a written letter saying how wonderful they thought I was, because that's part of what I need to do to get that next level of accreditation. I also need to go to a national conference. I need to do a few other things. And so I'm working on those, and I put those in my diary so I have time plans for them. The other things about goals is frequently hear people say that they need to be SMART, which is an acronym for they need to be specific, they need to be measurable, they need to be achievable, realistic, and timely. So if you have a goal, let's say, oh, one day I'm going to climb Mount Kilimanjaro, and then 5 years later you're like, oh, that's right, yes, I want to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. It's like, it's not really a goal, that's more a dream. By having the goal, it's like, okay, when are you going to climb it by? What process are you going to put into place? So it's all about bringing all your energies to focus on achieving your goals.
Why is it that most people do so badly at reaching goals?
A lot of it's focus. They lose focus because everyone's life is busy. There is so much happening in everybody's life that what happens is they may have a goal and then something will get in the road of that. Maybe their goal might be, I don't know, they want to go on a holiday every year. And they put in their leave form with their boss, and the boss is like, oh, now's not a good time. We've got this such and such project on. Can you wait, you know, wait a month? Can you? And then next month it's, oh, can you wait a month? And so different things get in their road. And people don't, in my experience, people don't stand up for their goals. They don't fight for them. They let other forces sort of push them around a little bit. Also, a lot of people don't set goals. Or they think they do, but it's either a dream or it's a very loose goal. Mm. So when it comes time to making a decision about an action that they need to take in their life, the goal is so far back in their mind that they don't act in its best interests. Also, because people will sit down and go, oh, here's my goals, and then forget all about them. By revisiting them every week is a good plan. They stay top of mind. They stay in your mind so you can make actions based on them. I mean, so many of us have had New Year's resolutions where it's like, right, this year I'm going to... Blah, blah, blah. Usually it's either lose weight or get fit or give up smoking or whatever. Come February, you've forgotten all about it, life goes on and it's not as important anymore to you.
Once you reach a goal, what's the next step?
One thing that I'd strongly encourage is to celebrate success. Once you have made that, reached that level, it is a real must to celebrate it. That way you are acknowledging it to yourself, you're acknowledging this level of achievement. What I used to do is, or once I'd hit a goal, I'd instantly raise the bar, set a higher goal, and then struggle towards it. And ultimately, I would never... I would set the bar too high and not reach my goal. And then that would decrease my self-esteem. I would decrease my self-worth. I wasn't achieving what I had set for myself. So a whole lot of negative things happened. We've turned it around now, and so when I set my goals, I try and set them in nice little chunks that are achievable. They'd follow that SMART formula we talked about before. And then once you do achieve them, celebrate it. You know, and it's like, well, do something nice for yourself, whether it's like buying yourself something or having a massage or something that helps really acknowledge that you've made an achievement. What happens in as part of your subconscious, you enjoy that celebrating process, and so it gives you extra energy to meet your next goal because you know that you're going to celebrate it at the end of it. Then after you've celebrated that and really acknowledged that you've achieved it, turn around and look at, okay, what's the next level? And it may be something completely different.
I want to go back a couple of steps. You said when you decided that you wanted to get serious about losing weight, that you gathered some close friends together. How does that fit into the process? Why was that important?
It was important for me because I needed support. I knew I couldn't do it on my own. I was at a size where if I could have done it on my own, and I'd done so many diets, I would have done it years ago. I realised that there was going to be some tough times and I'd need some support for people to talk to about issues I was facing, to when I felt like eating some food that I would prefer not to, like if I wanted a chocolate bar or something, if I could ring up a friend first and say, at the moment I want to eat a chocolate bar, tell me not to, or just whatever, they could give me support that I didn't have at that time. Also, it helps because I was able to share my problems with them, I could then also share my success with them. And I think also with some of our goals, if we tell other people, they're no longer our secret. And so frequently what I used to do is set a goal and say, right, I'm going to do this, but not tell anyone. So when I never did it, well, it didn't really count. So by telling other people, I really want to do this and I seek your help, they could keep you honest, I suppose.